Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Heather Wilson, a research scientist with Vito Intervac and an adjunct professor in the Department of Veterinary Microbiology with the University of Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Wilson.
Thank you for having me.
Researchers with the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization are using various technologies to identify vaccine antigens that can be used in the development of vaccines to prevent Lawsonia intracellularis in pigs. First of all, a little bit of background. What is Lawsonia intracellularis? How common is this infection? And what are its animal health and economic implications?
Well, Lawsonia intracellularis is a disease that affects pigs. It can have two forms of the disease, where it infects the small guys, the wiener pigs. And if it infects those ones, they actually are clinically appear fine, but it takes them a lot longer to get to grower weight. And you actually get a thickening of the section of the small intestine called the ileum. The grower pigs, the older pigs, if they get infected with Lawsonia, then actually it can be quite a devastating disease with a lot of death in the herd, actually. And Lawsonia is actually a very, very common pathogen. It's almost considered a commensal, so it's in almost every pig barn in the world. And usually it's just there and it's fine, but in some instances, a pathogenic strain is there and you can get disease.
What prompted this research effort and what are its goals?
We are studying Lawsonia intracellularis vaccine development because we want to make a protein-based vaccine. Alternative forms of vaccines could be using like an inactivated bacteria or a killed bacteria. We wanted to use a very simplified version where you just have a few proteins derived from the bacteria, and we grow them up and include them in the vaccine, and we get a very targeted immune response to those proteins, which would then lead to protection against the disease. The trick is trying to figure out which of the proteins, out of all the bacterial proteins, which ones do we want to include in the vaccine for it to be effective.
In general, what have been the key challenges in working with Lawsonia intracellularis and in developing vaccines to protect pigs against it?
Lawsonia is actually a very interesting bacteria in that usually a bacteria will just grow in broth or just anywhere. You'll see it like you've got a puddle and you take a swipe of the puddle and you put it on an agar plate and you're going to get all sorts of bacteria growing. With Lawsonia, it actually needs to invade the cells that line the pig intestine. So in a weird way, it's acting more like a virus, that it has to actually invade the cell. So it's been very, very challenging to work with. And actually, only a few labs in the world work with it because it is so challenging. But we're making some good strides in growing the bacteria within the pig epithelial cells. And we can use antibodies to block the invasion of the epithelial cells, as that's one measure of the success of the vaccine. And we're trying now to figure out a vaccine protein to use in the vaccine to develop a T cell response. So the goal is to have a B cell and a T cell response to the vaccine.
Who is involved in this work? In what roles? And what do they contribute to the effort?
I've got a pretty good-sized lab now working on it. I've got a technician called Su Ning. We've got a graduate student, Kezia Forey. Haoming Liu is also a graduate student. He's working on the wet lab work for T-cell antigen development. And Dr. Zahed Khatouni is a postdoctoral fellow in my lab who is actually involved in using computer programs to predict which antigens, out of all the bacterial antigens, which ones would develop, would be a good choice to use for T-cell vaccine development.
How are these potential antigen candidates identified, using what types of equipment and technology, and what specifically is looked for?
There's a couple different approaches to try to determine which vaccine, which antigens to use in a vaccine. With Kezia Fori is trying to figure out which proteins are attacked by antibodies. So we're looking for a B cell response, and she's using wet lab research to do that. And Haoming Liu is also using the wet lab research to look for a T cell response in the antigen. So what he's doing is looking at, we look at interferon gamma is a marker. So if we have T cells that respond well to the antigen, they'll produce lots of interferon gamma. So he's using, he's doing wet lab research to try to identify those T cells that are producing interferon gamma and in response to which protein. And those are good approaches, but we're also, Dr. Katuni here is looking at, there's 1,400 proteins in the bacterial repertoire, and he's using computer programs to identify which of those thousands of proteins are going to predictably have a good T cell response. And then, so you predict using the computer, and then you actually test it again in the wet lab.
Where does the process stand at this point?
We are testing some vaccine antigens right now that trigger a good B cell response, so produce antibodies. So that's kind of half of the equation. And right now we're just in the process of trying to identify T cell antigens using the bioinformatics approach. So that's fairly early days for the bioinformatics, but we're hoping within the year we can be testing our vaccine candidates.
Once candidate antigens have been identified, what are the next steps and how do they unfold?
What we would do then is select maybe our top five that are predicted by the computer programs, and then we would create those proteins in the lab, and then we would vaccinate lots of different groups of pigs with different adjuvants, so that's other things you add to the vaccine, and we would measure the antibody response, we would measure the interferon gamma response, which is the T cell activation aspect, and eventually once we have found the antigens that we're happiest with, we would then move on to doing some challenge studies with the pigs. And once we're there, then we start looking at steps towards commercialization.
Are there any estimated time frames at this point for completion of this effort?
We've got funding for the next 2 years to try to move from T-cell antigen identification to functional vaccine. So it's a pretty tight window, but we're very excited by the approaches that we're using, and we think we're going to be well on our way to testing these antigens within the next year and validating them in the following year.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Just thank you very much for the time you've given me, and I hope that we can explain the bioinformatic process to you shortly.
And thank you very much. Our guest has been Dr. Heather Wilson, a research scientist with Vito Intervac and an adjunct professor in the Department of Veterinary Microbiology with the University of Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.